Allahu Akbar. Allah reveals the verses of the Quran, expressing the honesty of this child. How valuable is every person? How special are even the youth of Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum? The Quran Kareem states that they take oaths in Allah's name, that ma qalu, that they haven't made such utterances, but they indeed have uttered the statements of kufr that had taken them into kufr after their Islam. And they intend what they cannot achieve. What vengeance do they have? But the fact that Allah has enriched them and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Allah's favor. But if they make tawbah and repent, that is better for them. But if they turn away, Allah will punish them severely in this world and the next. And besides Allah, for them there wouldn't be any guardian or helper or defender. Julas was shocked and was awed and awe-stricken by this amazing event that happened, and his tongue was stuck and twisted. He then turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, "Oh Allah's Nabi, but I repent. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I repent. Umair was true. He was truthful, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was untrue. Ask Allah, please ask Allah to accept my tawbah. May I be ransomed for thee." So now he was humbled. And here Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns to this child, Hazrat Umair. And the tears of joy were moistening his Mubarak cheeks with the brightness of Iman. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam extended his Mubarak hands to the ears of this child and patted him passionately, lovingly, saying, "Waffat udhunuk ya ghulam ma sami'at wa saddaqaka rabbuk." Oh my boy, your ears were loyal concerning what it heard, and your Allah proved your innocence, my child. How merciful is Allah. How kind is Allah. How loving is Allah. And how amazing is the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That even a youngster is valuable. This is Allah's deen. This is Allah's deen. This was Hazrat Umair radiallahu anhu. But yes, what we also learn was Julas did, alhamdulillah, repent sincerely. He came back into the enclosure of Islam. He became a good Muslim. But what we learn from here, subhanAllah, and how we know that he did become sincere? Because sometimes if someone tries to save another by mentioning that person's situation to one who can advise that person, and then that person is advised by the other because he had done wrong, now that person was exposed. How do we know that that individual is sincerely repenting when he says to the one who advises him and corrects him that, "I got this information from so and so, and you did this wrong, you have to make right." He says, "You know, I will make it right." As one of the signs of sincerity is he would not take revenge on the one who divulged his situation. Allah save us all from drugs, from misusing medication and so forth, a lot of which is part of drugs. Allah save us from such situations. Bad company, alcohol, drinking. Now there's someone who cares for us. He speaks to someone who we love, a teacher or someone we respect, a senior, a pious sheikh, and that person advises us. And now we promise to repent and change. And the sign of repentance is that one who mentioned this to a righteous man who we close to and revere, so that that person can advise us to change. If we show respect and love to the first individual who complained about us, that's a sign of our sincere repentance. But if now we go to him and say, "I will show you. I'll show you what I can do. You mentioned this about me and you divulged this," then we realize from there and analyze that our claim to repentance is untrue, and that is hypocritical. So this is what we learn about Julas, who becomes radiallahu anhu, because he did repent, and he always acknowledged and valued Hazrat Umair radiallahu anhu. And he would say that Allah reward him on my behalf in great abundance, because he saved me from kufr, and he became the means of saving me, my salvation from hellfire. And we also learn another very, very pertinent lesson is our words. Before we utter, always ponder and deliberate. A mu'min's tongue is behind his heart, but a munafiq would just utter and blab. and comment and speak and criticize without even deliberating, without even pondering over the repercussion of our statements. That's where we have to think before we ink, verify before we amplify. And also we learn the importance of always analyzing and hearing both sides of the story, even if it's between husband and wife. Never come to a conclusion by hearing one side of the story. Maybe you're the mother or the father of the boy, or you're the mother and the father of the girl. See Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, even when he was asked to defend his daughter, he felt sad about the false allegations laid against his daughter. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him and came there, and Hazrat Aisha couldn't speak, Hazrat Abu Bakr didn't utter and say, "How could you think that my daughter could have done such a thing?" And later on he said, "I couldn't speak. How can I, when I don't know the unseen? Who can love his child like Abu Bakr loves his child? What a child, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha." But look at Hazrat Abu Bakr's consciousness of Allah and his love for Allah and his caution when it comes to not displeasing Allah. And he said, "Ayyu sama'in tudhilluni wa ayyu ardin tuqilluni," which sky of Allah will shelter me, or earth of Allah will contain me, if I utter what I have no knowledge of? How can I? Allahu Akbar. That's where we learn the importance of our words. Our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ar-rajul la yatakallamu bil kalima." Sometimes a person says one word, he doesn't know the severity of that one statement. It could be so deadly, such harm it could cause. The statement one made, that statement could cause one to fall in hell for over 70 years. Ya habibi hafinnar abada min sab'ina kharifa. And then sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, prior to that, a man can say one good word, a good statement of bringing people together, of uplifting people, of motivating people, of truth, of sincerity. Inna ar-rajul la yatakallamu bil kalima. He doesn't know the value of that one statement, but that one statement makes Allah so happy. He defends the truth. He defends Allah's deen. He stands up to the truth. And how important it is for us to learn. Just this morning I got a message of a youngster in Swaziland. He's a revert to Islam, and missionary visited his entire family and asked everyone, you know, what their beliefs and their names. When he mentioned his name as Imran, he started mocking this youngster. "Oh, your prophet is in hell, and your prophet is like this, and your prophet is like that. We got Jesus who's alive, and he's our salvation, and he's in heaven, and he's the one to be worshipped." So I had to explain to him how the purpose of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they came to call humanity to Allah. And I showed him the verses in the Bible also, where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam told the people to worship Allah, and he himself suffered difficulties. And when they threatened to kill him, he cried to Allah. And yes, Allah did save him from death. Because even in their books, the Bible, Hebrews 5:7, Jesus made ardent prayers to him who can save him from death. And his prayer was heard. He cried to Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to Allah. Every Nabi of Allah called to Allah. And I explained to him that Mark 12:29, when the rich ruler asked him about salvation, he didn't say, "I died for your sins, there's no need for good deeds and to strive to make Allah happy." Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, "You want the kingdom of heaven, uphold the commandments of God." He said, "I'm not here to abrogate the law, I'm here to fulfill it." This is what he taught. Alhamdulillah, I tried to teach that youngster how to explain to that Christian missionary. Allah make it easy for one and all. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one statement a person can make. Through that one statement, يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَى. Allah decrees for this individual his pleasure forever and ever. Just through that one statement. That's why under the ayahs of Surah Qasas, under Musa alayhi salam's incident, where Hazrat Asiya radiallahu anha said to Fir'aun, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكْ, this child will be the coolness of our eyes, for me and for you, for both of us. What a child, we'll grow him, we'll be his parents. The Pharaoh, Allahu Akbar, Allah save us, he blurted out and he uttered, "Not for me, for you." Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had he acknowledged that this child would be the coolness of my eyes also, that would have been the means of his hidayah. That's where we have to watch our statements, our words. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Take care of the limb between the jaws and the thighs. أضمن له الجنة. I will guarantee your Jannah. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to hold on to his tongue. Hold it tight, and he would say, this takes one to ruination. Allah help us. Guard our tongues. Allah help us. Bring unity. Allah help us. Bring peace. Allah help us. Say what is right. Allah help us speak the truth. Allah help us. Allah help us in making him happy. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.